And here is the Vegan's Almanac for today, the 26th of April, 2025. Today is National Go Birding Day. National Go Birding Day is celebrated annually on the last Saturday in April. In the mid-1700s, most people watched birds for hunting as a sport or for food. It wasn't until much later that the study of birds and nature became widely popular. During the Victorian era, people collected birds' eggs and feathers and later preserved their feathers. The late 18th century works of Gilbert White, Thomas Bewick, George Montagu, and John Clare show an early interest in observing birds for their aesthetic rather than for food sources. The phrase bird watching first appeared as the title of a book by Edmund Seleuce in 1901. Previously, the identification of birds occurred after shooting them, until the emergence of optics and field identification guides in North America. Birds Through an Opera Glass, 1889, by Florence Bailey, was the first field guide published in the United States. Birdwatching was revolutionized in 1894 with the invention of binoculars. This changed bird identification and observation forever. In the 1930s, the British Trust for Ornithology formed the first network of birdwatchers in the UK, and amateur birdwatchers began to increase their field work, including photography, around 1930. Scientists rely on lists of bird observations compiled by members of local birdwatching societies to determine the dispersal, habitat, and migration patterns of various species. One of the many appeals of bird watching is that it is an inexpensive activity. Basic equipment includes binoculars and a notebook to aid identification and record time and place of sightings. Travel is not necessary. Many bird watchers set up feeding stations at local parks or at their homes to attract birds. The best time to go bird watching is in the early hours of the morning, specifically around dawn, because birds are most active and vocal then, making them easier to spot and identify. This is due to several factors, including birds feeding after a night of fasting, asserting territories through singing, and the cooler temperatures and calmer conditions at dawn. The publication of Atlas of Extinct Animals by Radek Mali was on this day in 2022. The first book in the large encyclopedia series presents animals that once walked the earth but have vanished due to the actions of humankind. In Atlas of Extinct Animals, award-winning poet Radek Mali tells the stories of 41 extinct species and studies the causes of their sad demise. The large format in Atlas of Extinct Animals is supplemented with beautifully expressive full-page illustrations by gifted artist Jiří Drbavčič and detailed pictures by renowned scientific illustrator Pavel Dvorsky. The gorgeous detailed depictions and descriptions of species and their eventual extinction serves as a reminder and a warning of how much life has already disappeared from the earth. The Atlas also shows that species continue to disappear. As we get closer and closer to the present day, we are introduced to creatures that still existed in recent years, like the Zanzibar leopard until 1996, and the Chinese river dolphin until 2007. And in the end, we are left with a bitter question: which creature will be added next to this Atlas? This book was selected by White Ravens 2020 for the annual catalog of book recommendations in the field of international children's and youth literature. And here's a poem for today, Birds by William Henry Davies. When our two souls have left this mortal clay, and seeking mine you think that mine is lost, look for me first in that Elysian glade where Lesbia is, for whom the birds sing most. What happy hearts those feathered mortals have that sing so sweet when they're wet through in spring. For in that month of May, when leaves are young, birds dream of song, and in their sleep they sing. And when the spring has gone and they are dumb, is it not fine to watch them at their play? Is it not fine to see a bird that tries to stand upon the end of every spray? See how they tilt their pretty heads aside. When women make that move, they always please. What cozy homes birds make in leafy walls that nature's love has ruined, and the trees. Oft I have seen in fields the little birds go in between the bullocks' hooves to eat. But what gives me most joy is when I see snow on my doorstep printed by their feet. Birds by William Henry Davies. This has been the Vegan's Almanac with a reminder to watch for birds today.